Hi everyone, thanks for joining the last session of today. I'm going to talk a bit about the Kinect V2, which you can see here, and Unity applications. Quick question in the room, who has developed for or with the Kinect before? One person, very good, so you don't count. So actually, it will be new stuff for hopefully all of you. Has anyone at least tried playing around with the Kinect as a user? If also good. Cool. So a couple of words about myself. Sorry, I had to switch the layout. I'm Christina Rothe, and I am a German-based game development evangelist. And I've been to a couple of sessions today, as well as the Women in Tech lunch today, and it seems like today is do your session in your native language. So I'm going to switch to German for a couple. No, I'm not. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris_Rothe, or email me, or follow my German blog. If you've got questions in the end, just shoot me an email or a tweet. So what are we going to cover today? We're going to look at the SDK for the Kinect V2. First, the base thing without any Unity connection. We're going to play around with Kinect Evolution. And then we're going to have a look at the examples that come with the Unity plugin. Who of you knows what Unity is? Excellent. And who has worked with Unity? Three. Awesome. So Unity is a game development engine that is very, very, very common in the games industry, but not only. So for example, there's a big German medical company that creates all its layouts and UIs with Unity because it's very easy to just port it to the different platforms. And about 44% of all game development studios are using Unity. So it is a very important engine to keep in mind, be it when working at it yourself, or when you are contracting, or when you get the typical question, I would like to learn how to program, or I would like to become a game program, what should I start with? So that's usually a good go-to thing. Then I'm going to show you two demo-related things. One is creating gesture control with a game or for a game. This is useful if you have, if you would like to create little games in terms of the healthcare area, for example, to see if the posture is correct or balance, if strength-related aspects are there, or if you want to do coordination-related mini-games, or in terms of diagnosis, like I said, coordination and posture and such. You can use it for fitness scenarios, or my absolutely favorite example comes from Australia, where there is a hospital that uses the Kinect alongside games for autistic children, because autistic children cannot or have big problems interacting directly with each other because they don't like looking each other in the eye. You look at him like, what are you trying to tell us? No, but instead of having to look at each other directly, they look at the screen or at the Kinect and interact indirectly through the screen. And they opened up much more with that. And I thought it was a really lovely example of how to use technology that helps kids in such a nice way of opening up. The problem with gesture control, especially when using the Kinect for Windows games, is that, let's face it, it's difficult to say how many end consumers, end users, gamers, have a Kinect for Windows at home or a Kinect for Windows adapter for the Kinect deck for Xbox One. Sometimes you may not want to create something that is controlled by the Kinect, but instead you would like to record stuff like animation or so for your prototyping desires and everything, but you don't want to spend a lot of money on Marker suits or motion capturing studio time. So the third example is going to show you how you can use the Kinect without actually coding for it, but instead using it for animation purposes. And for that, I'm going to use a Unity plugin, which is available on the Asset Store. And they're actually working on it continuously. They're trying to iron out some issues. But the good thing is they are working on it. So it's not abandoned or anything. Anyway, here is the download info with this very cryptic link for the SDK. It translates into Kinect for Windows version 2 SDK. And once you know that, you remember it. I can tweet that again later with the Tech Days hashtag or TDSWE. I've been tweeting a lot. And it's kind of, it itches in my fingers that I cannot tweet right now. So you have to take over. The Unity plugin you can find under the gomicrosoft.com link, but also if you just search for it. And the plugin that I'm using for the motion capturing thing is called Cinema MoCap. There are various softwares out there that do that kind of stuff, more or less expensive, more or less in terms of feature richness. No, that's not. Yeah, that's it. We're done. This is the part where I am jumping into the demo. So as you can see, I installed the SDK, and I'm just going to call it up by typing Kinect. When you install the SDK, you can find the SDK browser, which gives you access to a whole lot of tools, as well as code samples for native development. So if you want to code a native Windows Store app with C# or C++ or so, then you can dive in right here. It also gives you some cool things like, for example, Kinect Fusion. And this is a very basic 3D scanning tool. So you could, for example, stand here, and because I just walked here, it's better to have it, the object you would like to scan there before you type open this. And on the left side, you can see the button called Create Mesh. So I could stand here and just click on Create Mesh if I had longer arms and create a 3D model out of myself. And then I could go to a 3D editing software like Blender, for example. That's why the Blender link was there. And edit that to work on the meshes and simplify the objects. And if I export it as OBJ file, then I can just directly pull it into Unity and have my real-life objects in my game or in my application. Just because I keep saying game doesn't mean that Unity is only for games. Anyway, but medical, healthcare, and games, and all sorts of other applications like art projects are using Unity. So if I say games, please, in your mind, add that. If I swear a lot, you have to cut it out anyway, right? The second tool that I'd like to show you is called Kinect Evolution. And that is a really cool little app that essentially shows the different sensors that it records. On the top right corner, you see this little audio thing which tracks where a sound comes from. Bit slow with that, but hey. Then you can see the depth image or infrared. You can see in this lower part the body joints, which will essentially show you the joints that I tracked, that are tracked from my body in compared to Kinect V1, that's a lot more. Now there are 25 joints tracked at all times at 30 frames per second. And there is a German company called Metrilos that actually wrote a little tool that lets you track all the fingers instead of just what it's tracking right now. And you can see the little green circles that are turning red now in the upper right corner. That shows if my hands are open or closed. This is essentially as accurate as it gets with all the other joins tracked. And it can track more than one person. Jessica, would you like to join me for a second? Let's see if that works. I never had someone volunteer with me. See? Yes, of course. So you can see that it tracks all the joins. And it's pretty good when it comes to lag. So there's very little lag involved, almost none. Let's go to the next one, the BlockMan. The BlockMan shows the rotation of joins. And also head. And again, all of that is done without much lag. Now you can see that the legs will start moving away soon, and that's because it cannot see me or my legs anymore. I'm too close. So don't be surprised. As well as the color image of the death. So that's Kinect Evolution and the SDK samples. Now let's have a look at the Unity plugin. When you go and download the plugin, and I've heard that the projector has been playing up a bit today. Let's see if the karma works out well enough that it comes back. When you download the SDK or the plugin for Unity, then it comes with two examples and three Unity packages. The three files with the black Unity sign are the plugin packages. And the one on top, which is just called Kinect, is the main SDK, essentially. The second one is focusing on facial recognition. And it really represents the native SDK in that case. So if you want to do face-specific things, then use that. And then there is something which is quite cool called the Visual Gesture Builder. That means if you record a movement, you can make your app react to that movement. So if you have a sports game, for example, and the player scores a goal and does like this, you could use that as a trigger to react with your app without having to, don't know, programmatically check for certain movements. You just teach with the Visual Gesture Builder the kind of gesture you want to track with some room for error, because someone might go like this, others might go like this. So you want to leave some room for different movements. And the two folders, the Kinect View and Green Screen, are essentially two project samples which are there to help you get going. Especially the Kinect View folder has one script that I will be using later on as well. So even if you're not curious about the actual in-game example, it's still good to import it because you don't have to write everything by yourself. It's like in normal life. Why rewrite everything yourself if you can just take existing stuff? That doesn't prevent some people to write their own project management system or user management systems or bug tracking systems. But hey. One thing that I'd like to show you before actually opening, before really opening Unity, is Kinect Studio. Is there anyone here that travels a lot, especially by train, for example? Nobody. Except for me. Okay, so here's the thing. I tend to travel a lot, and I do a lot of that by train, and I like to use that time to work. Now, in order to be able to develop with a Kinect, you have to do this weird setup with a whole bunch of cables that I better not pick up right now in order to keep the projector working. But you need space, you need the cables, you need two power outlets for the laptop and the Kinect. So it's not very practical for coding while you're traveling. However, with the Kinect Studio, you can simply go ahead and pre-record movements, and you can also just, let's connect this, and you can select which streams should be tracked. So these are the ones that you can select. And then once you hit record, you can just record some kind of movement. That you will likely use in your app or game or whatever. So this has been recorded. Let's disconnect this thing. And now you can, even without connecting the Kinect to your PC, use that recording as if your Kinect was connected. Does that make sense? I will show you in a minute. So let's leave that open for now, but disconnect this. All right, now on to Unity. This is Unity. I'm not going to explain much about how it works. Here you've got a scene preview. Here you've got the project overview, which has the project files. It's essentially, bless you, the solution explorer of Visual Studio, hierarchy, and there you've got the so-called inspector, which is like the properties window of Visual Studio. I have prepared, like I said, an empty scene, but I've added some files already. I've added the Unity plugin, I've added the motion capturing suite, as well as a 3D model, which we're going to use in a bit. I'm going to play the game and you will see nothing. That's the standard start screen that you will see when you start Unity. So let's import the Kinect view, actually. Let's have a look at that and what that does. This window you're going to see a lot when you are working with the Unity plugin, with a Kinect plugin for Unity or other plugins. This means that it is actually, the scripts are written for Unity 4, because the Kinect is compatible with the previous version of Unity. There's one major difference that you should bear in mind. With Unity 5, you can use the Kinect with a free version. With Unity 4, you have to buy the pro version of Unity. So go for Unity 5. Let's open the Kinect view folder and have a look at the sample scene. And there you will see what I meant with some examples, and then you just need to look at the script and the scene to see what I meant. You can see the it's a bit cut off. On the top left corner, you can see just the color image. Then you can see the skeleton man in the middle, and a bit to the right, you can see the deaf, a weird deaf view. So that's the sample that you get when you download the plugin. But I'd like to show you how to actually control something, a game object, with the Kinect, which is something that is not contained in the samples. So I'll just add a new game object, which is empty. And this game object isn't going to do nothing else. It's just going to be the body source manager. So it's going to handle the data that comes from the Kinect, essentially. So let's call it body source manager. And let's attach a script to it. So Unity is component-based. Every property, everything, every behavior is handled by components. So here I'm going to look for body source manager, which is the script that has been added with the Kinect view example. And that's why I really like that example. That's it with that object. I don't need anything else. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to create a cube. So just 3D object cube. I can preview here and see. Looks pretty good. It does exactly nothing. The game is running, it does nothing. And to that cube, I'd like to attach a script with which I enable myself to control the cube with my hand or my foot or whatever. So let's do that. Let's create a script, which is going to be called something like detect joints. And because I'm someone who tends to forget to attach scripts after writing them, I'm going to attach it straight away so that I'm not frustrated that it doesn't do what it should do after writing the code. Waiting for Visual Studio to open. It's still opening. It's open. I'm going to resize the text. I've got a feeling that I shouldn't, either I shouldn't let go of this thing or I shouldn't touch it. I'm not sure which. So first of all, we need to add the namespace for the for the Kinect using windows.connect. And now we're going to add a couple of variables. One of them is the body source manager, as well as a game object to kind of get the relation to the actual body source manager. So public game object, body source manager, So we can save that already. And if I look at cube, then you can see this little field that got added called body source manager, and I can just go and drag and drop the object that I created previously to that thing. Now I create another thing of the type body source manager. I think it's the whole I shouldn't touch my laptop thing. All right. Yes. And I need to get the body source manager component from the game object. So what I do now is I'm going to call up body manager equals body source manager dot get component of the type body source manager. Now we've got that sorted. We can essentially go ahead and grab the data from the body source manager. The thing is, I could now say I define which joints to track in the code, but that's something that I don't want to do. I actually would like to, I'd like the developer to be able to choose which joints to use for each game object the script is attached to. It's like a jealous boyfriend. Like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. Oh, yes, I am. No, I'm not. So for that, I'm going to add another enum in this type, in this case, which is called joint type, public joint type tracked joint. And this is pretty cool because now in Unity in the inspector, you will get a little drop-down menu, which will let you choose the joint that you would like to track. And it's also quite helpful if you forgot which joints can be tracked, then you can just have a look at that. So let's just pick the left hand or the right hand for now, for this cube. So we've got the component for the body manager. Now we need to go ahead and grab the data. And for this, there is another data type, which is called body. And we're going to create an array out of that type, which we're going to call bodies. Private body bodies. So in update, we're going to assign bodies to, we're going to assign the data from body manager to bodies. And we can do that with a very simple function called, method called getData. There's just one problem with that. If I do it like this, I will potentially get a lot of errors as soon as I start the game, because the Kinect needs a second or two to power up. And Unity is a lot faster with initializing objects. So I need to check first if it's null or not, and then I go ahead. So if is like zero, null, sorry, then I'm going to return. And again, here, if bodies equals null, live coding, yay! Bodies null return. So we've got that sorted. This will help us later. Now, if I started, still nothing will happen because I need to assign the data to something, but the connect is fired up already. So you can see with a little LED that it's up and running just by starting the connect, the Unity game. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to check the data to see if there is a tracked body that has some data. And I'm going to do that with the for each loop and an if statement. And if the body is tracked, I'm going to assign the position data of my joint to the cube. So, and it's really not that much. So for each body in bodies, let's if body is null, then this time we're not going to return but continue. And if it's not null, then we're going to, like I said, see if it's tracked. If body is tracked, again, this property already exists, so it's nothing that we need to somehow figure out by ourselves. It's really helpful how much is already existing. So if the body is tracked, then let's create a new variable called pos and assign the joint position. Joints let's see. I think yes, you're actually right. No, because yes, I was going to use the email, and it's just that there you go. It's just in the heat of the moment. Yes, the screen goes black, but no, in the heat of the moment, I didn't remember the type of brackets to use, but it's this one. So this is all fine now. So we have now assigned the position data of my right hand that isn't really assigned to anything just now to a variable called pos, and we're going to use that variable in order to move the cube around. So, and for this we use the so-called transform component, which you see in the upper right area, which calls for the position and rotation as well as the size, the scaling of the object. And we're going to just use that for position, but this way you can also change the rotation of an object. So you can actually move your avatar around if you like, but for the sake of simplicity, let's stick to the position. So this game object, transform position equals new vector 3. And now we're just going to call the three pos axes. So it's pos x, pos y. And I'm not going to change the z axis. This is actually the first time that we can give it a shot, and I hope I didn't add any typos. You can see if I move my right hand, the cube moves. If I move my left hand, nothing happens. The problem with that is, and that was a really complicated thing for my head to process, was that the radius was quite small. And it's a very simple solution, but as it happens with very simple solution, it's the one that you don't think of first. Of course, you just need to multiply with some value, which you can make a variable. But for 2 days, I was like, how can I make the movement bigger? How can I make it bigger? Until someone's like, well, why don't you multiply it with anything? It's like, you're right. So let's multiply this by 10. You can also add it as a variable. But I tried out 10 and it works for me. Instead, you could add a public variable of the type float so that a game designer can set it himself. So this is one thing. But like I said, you can track up to 25 joints simultaneously. So let's very quickly add a second game object of the type particle system, which is going to glow very nicely. Let's make it red. And, oh no, orange. Yes. Let's make it orange and attach the same script to that. And here you can just change the added joint to, let's say, left foot. And the only thing you need to do is you need to attach the body source manager here as well. Let's start, actually, bless you. So you can see, blah, nothing, nothing, well, except for the arm movement that happens naturally when I move my foot, but when I move my left foot, then the particle system works. And this is pretty cool because you could, for example, add a collider, which will continuously check for, well, collisions, and then you can interact with your game, you can touch buttons, you can collect coins or whatever in your game just with the movement of your hands or feet or whatever. There was one example in the Global Game Jam, I think 2 years ago, from the Netherlands, and they did a really cool little game where you had to control your character with the control pad, but you changed the level with your shape. So the game, the Kinect tracked your shape, and the area where you were standing in had a different layout of platforms and of enemies and such. So you actually had to work with your silhouette and the area where your silhouette was not in order to progress through the game. So I thought this was pretty cool, and I'm very happy that I'm able to play around with a Kinect these days, because little known fact, this is one of the reasons why I originally wanted to work for Microsoft one day. I saw the reveal of, back in the day, who has heard of Project Natal? 2, 3, 4? So Project Natal was the code name of the Kinect V1, and I saw the reveal at, I think it was E3, 2010 maybe, a few years back. And it looked very amazing that, you know, people had so much fun playing around with technology. I thought, yeah, one day. And here I am. Anyway, but you don't only have to code when you think of developing with the Kinect. You can also use it for other things. Like I said, let's get rid of this scene and create a new one. Let's go ahead to the motion capturing part. Does any one of you go to hackathons occasionally? 2, 3. Come on, people. Hackathons are really fun, and they allow you to create some weird things within a very short amount of time. The thing is, the more often you go, the sillier the things tend to become that you want to just create, because it's like, oh, we're here to have fun. And you want to make it more personal. You want to make it more individual. So in the game space, adding your own movements is one of these things that get you to play around a lot and that get you fascinated a lot. But the problem is with motion capturing that you often need a Marca suit, which isn't exactly cheap. Marca suit is a suit where certain joints of your body are tracked and the data is then transmitted. Or you have to book proper motion capturing time in a studio, which is even more expensive. So for this, tools like, for example, the Cinema MoCap thing are pretty useful. Let's actually, you can even create a little preview munchkin. And I'm going to change the camera a bit. So first of all, I'm going to turn it around, and then I'm going to move it closer. And the cool thing about this munchkin is that he will represent what is being recorded. Now, the foot thing is A, due to the Kinect not entirely being able to see my foot. It's better to have a tripod that it stands on. And it's also one of the things that the developers are working on to get the data a bit more stabilized. But you can simply change the transform type. Yes. I need that Superwoman cape, Wonder Woman cape. You can change the animation type from transrot lock, which is for transform component rotation and location, to matrix, which will export the data in a way that allows you to edit it in Blender or other 3D animation software. So, but I'll stick with transrot lock because that's all I need for my Unity game. Then you can here set a delay timer for the recording thing, and now we can just create your including raised toes. That's pretty awesome. That's a happy munchkin. This is all in the name of art. The cool thing is if I... So I don't need the Kinect right now anymore. So let's turn this part off and disconnect the cable. I have disconnected... Oh, wow. That's fun. I have disconnected the... By the way, this is the cableage that you need to work with the Kinect, and that's why I said that Kinect Studio is pretty awesome. Let's actually connect this one and play what I've used before. Remember that one? And the Kinect is not attached to the PC. So, I think this is really helpful in order to work with a Kinect, either when you're traveling or, to be honest, who wants to keep setting up this thing every single day when you work on it for so long if all you need is the same type of animation and you just need to get it working in your game, or if you need to discover the animation or the movement that you need to react to. Anyway, so we've recorded the animation, and it's located in this folder called cinema, mocap, etc., and then animation, and here's the animation. In the lower right corner, you could even see a little preview. Now, the one thing that we need to change first is, here it says that the animation type is generic. So we need to change that to humanoid, because I'm pretty human, I think. And my 3D model is human as well, and in order for them to actually work together, they need to be of the same animation type. So let's change that. Apply. While I'm doing that, I'm going to also just drop my 3D model into the scene. It's a peasant girl. And I'm going to edit a bit in the animation, because what I recorded there was actually quite horrible. It would never loop. Plus, let's face it, even in the name of art, I wouldn't want that last bit of the recording to show in a game. So instead, I'd like to make it a bit more smooth. So I could loop it if I wanted to. So you can actually set the loop timer here a bit and there a bit. No. There you go. It's not perfect. But you can see that the lights are now green for loop matches. Then all we need to do is apply. And this is some kind of miniature animation editing in order to get the worst bits out there of recording. You can still have a look at it by pressing play and have a look at what you recorded. I'm curious to see if she's actually going to do the foot thing as well. Well, hard to see. Let's create an animator to apply the animation to the peasant girl. So I'm going to create an animator controller, which I'm not going to give a cool name. I'm going to associate it with this, and I'm going to just open it and create a new state. This state is just going to contain the animation that I just created. And let's see, normally I just need to start it. Yep, there you go. It looks pretty much like the feet are moving as well. So within very few minutes, you created your own personal movements. And with a tool that is not overly expensive, which you can easily reuse and share around with other developers at a hackathon, and for prototyping and just getting movements like drawing a gun or waving to people or moving ahead or doing like an elderly lady that will turn into, I don't know, magic princess or so. This is something that you can very, very easily record and just mix and match without having to either search the internet for not free animations that have been created, or for just the right kind of animation, then why not just create it yourself? And this is why I like this entire setup, because either you're a developer or an animator or a character designer, you can work with it. And with the tools, they're fairly easy to use, and there is no holding back in using them, especially at hackathons. All right, so much for that. And very much in time. I know that I'm between you and the party. Do you happen to have any questions? The SDK is tied to Kinect 2, the Unity plugin with the gesture control, but there is a plugin for Kinect 1 as well. The cinema mocap you can use with both cameras. I'm going to show the window to you again. It actually lets you select which Kinect you have. So when you start it, then the standard one is going to be Kinect 1, and then you have the drop down which lets you choose between Kinect 1 and 2. Anything else? Yes, please. Not everything. Like, if you want to edit specific joints, then I would highly recommend to actually record the matrix data and go to Blender, for example. So, but generally speaking, yes, you can edit the data, just not fully in Unity. Anything else? Nope. Well, then if you think of anything you would like to ask, again, like I said, Twitter. And I thank you for your attention at this late hour. Have fun at the party. What?
What's the Swedish sentence you know?
Oh, that's I That's true. I promised that at my session I would reveal the one. Okay, little backstory. A while ago, like 3 years ago, I started learning Swedish with a software called Rosetta Stone. And Rosetta Stone teaches you individual words. At the end of 3 months, I was able to say one sentence, which is a great pickup line, but doesn't help with anything else. I can say as much as Jag är inte en smörgås. That's great to know after 3 months, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for coming. See you around.